The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade.
And notice what you hear. Country boy can't survive. The I was mentioning the beating that the left, the communists, are trying to administer to Mehmet Oz. Let me go. You'll hear it here. I'm going to his Wikipedia article. For everybody on the right, you can find that anybody on the right gets destroyed in their Wikipedia article, lied about, maligned, you name it. Cheap shots, kicks in the nuts, everything, anything. Here's how they describe Mehmet Oz, who's this incredibly distinguished cardiothoracic surgeon, unbelievable credentials. And here's what they describe him as. They describe him as they say he's a television personality. He's a Republican political candidate. And then they say, he has promoted, now get this, pseudoscience, alternative medicine, faith healing, and paranormal beliefs, and has been criticized by physicians, government officials, and medical and popular publications, including in the British Medical Journal and the New Yorker, for endorsing unproven products, oh my God, Martha, and non-scientific advice. In 2018, Donald Trump appointed him to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Well, see, there's the start of that relationship between Donald Trump and Mehmet Oz. I didn't realize that Donald Trump had done that. To the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Very good. Very good. On November 30th, 2021, Oz declared that he would run in the 2022 U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania as a Republican to succeed incumbent Republican U.S. Senator and, I might add, disgusting rhino Pat Toomey, who is retiring. And Mehmet Oz is now 61 years old. He was born, he is, yes, of Turkish ancestry, born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1960. And his parents came from Konya province, Turkey, which is in history, the Greeks called that Iconium. And in the, let me look up here, in the Bible, you read about Iconium province. According to the Acts of the Apostles Paul and Barnabas preached in Iconium. This is where Oz's parents come from, during their first missionary journey in about 47 to 48 AD, having been persecuted in Antioch. That's another town in what is now Turkey. Their visit to the synagogue of the Jews in Iconium divided the Jewish and non-Jewish communities between those who believed Paul and Barnabas' message and those who did not believe, provoking a disturbance during which attempts were made to stone the apostles. And this experience is also mentioned in the second letter to Timothy. And I'm skipping through this. Paul and Silas probably visited Iconium again during Paul's second missionary journey in about the year 50, as well as near the beginning of his third missionary journey several years later. This city became the seat of a bishop raised to the status of a metropolitan see when St. Amphilochius was the first metropolitan bishop. So I'll skip the rest of that. There you go. So Mehmet Oz, a giant of a figure, and Donald Trump so right endorsing Mehmet Oz. Yeah, and by the way, just along that line of reasoning, DJ Vance, who has, you know, there's video out there of DJ Vance being very unkind to Donald Trump years ago and knocking Donald Trump. That Donald Trump's a big man, and he forgives DJ Vance of all of that. Donald Trump recognizes that DJ Vance is a genius, like Oz. He's a genius. He's a star. He's brilliant. DJ Vance, the author of The Hillbilly Elegy. And so Donald Trump recognizes that talent and says, "No, I endorse you. You said bad things about me." And in fact, I think you heard it here on this show. We played that part of a Trump event where Donald Trump was introducing Vance, and he said, "You said some nasty bleep." Yes, four-letter word rhymes with hit. "You said some nasty bleep about me," he said, "but you're a good man and I endorse you." And that's a giant of a man, Donald Trump. All right, let's go back to him. Shut up, Kelso. Let's listen to the real thing.
Well, and, you know, they'll try and suppress it as much as possible, but it's determinative, definitive, whatever word you want to use. You know, they like to use determinative. That means election changing, definitive election changing, or just say it was election changing. But I hope you can see the genius of Dinesh D'Souza's incredible new documentary. It's called 2,000 Mules. And basically, Biden didn't get the votes, but he did get the ballots, okay, in a sense. But it's an incredible documentary. I mean, if the people that do this stuff were fair, this would get every award. There'd be nothing even close. This exposes the fraud like nothing else. Right now, their cameras are starting to turn off because they said, "Here he goes again." And by the way, if I didn't go, we would lose a lot of our base, you know? Somebody came up to me the other day and they said, "Sir, I'd like to thank you for something." "What?" "You never conceded." "Thank God you never conceded." Isn't that true? I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, here, here.
Can't concede when you won. And these people that say, "Sir, you won," many people, sir, it doesn't matter, sir, you're leading by 30 points. You're up 70, 80 points in the Republican primary. Nobody's close. And you're leading Biden. I guess some poll came out. I'm leading him by like 15, 16 points. Who the hell wouldn't be? This person right here. Did you ever run for politics? No. You would be leading by more than me. But they say, and I hate it, you know, they're friends. They're good people. They're good rhinos. You know, we have good rhinos too, by the way. Not too many of them. But they'll say, "Sir, it doesn't matter what happened. You're going to win the next time. We may not have a country the next time."
Bingo, bingo.
But I will say this. It used to be, would have to say, in 4 years. Now we're down to less than 2.5 years. It's starting to get very reasonable. It's starting to get very reasonable. And in November, you have the midterms coming. And, you know, we're going through the primaries right now. So far, the numbers that we're putting up are incredible. And I take that with great pride, because when we endorse them, it's not me. We are endorsing these people, not me. And, you know, we endorse a lot of people a little bit out of the box. You know, they said, "Well, does he endorse front runners?" No. JD was not leading. and they put an unbelievable amount of negative crap, just like they're doing with Oz, the same thing. They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they're trying to hurt him so badly. I just think he's going to win. He's a great gentleman. I've known him so long. And we endorsed JD, and he was like a rocket ship. He went, yoing. It didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference to them. All the ads, they hit him that last week as hard as any human being has ever been hit. Sort of like Abdul would have been hit. But he decided he was very smart. Abdul said to me, you know what he said? But sir, why? Why do you send me a picture of my home? True. I sent him a beautiful picture. Actually, he lives in quite a nice place. One of our most urgent priorities when Republicans retake Congress must be to end the nightmare on the southern border, which is one of the most horrible things to ever happen to our country, where our country is being poisoned, weakened, and permanently stained. Illegal aliens are pouring in by the millions and millions and millions. Nobody knows what the number is. They say 2 million, 3 million. I think it's 15 million.
Bingo.
And it's 15. Only going to get worse. And they want to get rid of some of the remaining things. We had remain in Mexico. How good is that? You think that was easy to get? I went to the State Department. I said, give me the top 10 things. I went to the Border Patrol and the ICE people, the officials. I said, give me your top 15 things, your top 10 things. I'll get them all from Mexico. They laughed at me. Everybody laughed. Border Patrol. These guys are so incredible, by the way. And ICE. And they gave me the list. And somebody at the State Department, a woman, she was fantastic. She worked in Mexico for 25 years. She said, sir, you'll never get this. We've been asking for this for many, many years. I said, 100% I will. They say, sir, you'll never get it. I had little things like, you have to remain in Mexico. You can't come into our country. We want 28,000 people to guard our border as we're building the border wall, 28,000 soldiers. They said, sir, we never even asked for that part. That's ridiculous. So you'll never get it. I say, 100% you're going to get it. 100%. I would bet you any amount, but of course, I don't want to be Mitt Romney when he said, I'll bet you 10,000. You remember that disaster? Now he's a disaster. Although he did say, if Trump runs, there's nobody that can beat him. He did say that today. Mitt Romney. Hey, he's coming along, I think, Dr. Oz, to say that. That was shocking. Mitt Romney said that. But I said to them, I said that the officials came in from Mexico, very handsome, beautiful people. They came in. I said, fellas, it's great to meet you. Listen, you're going to have to give us 28,000 soldiers on our border. And they laughed at me. And I said, you're going to have to do remain in Mexico. And you're going to have to do 8 other things that were almost as bad. And they laughed and smiled. They said, we would never do it. And I said, yes, you're going to do it. You have to do it. You will do it. They said, we're not going to do it, sir. I said, here's what's going to happen. This was a Friday afternoon. I said, on Monday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to charge you 25% tariffs on every car and everything you make from Mexico that comes into our country. And we're going to take in billions and billions and billions of dollars. And it's going to more than pay for whatever we have to do to secure our border. And he said, may we call the president? Yes. And he came back about 5 minutes later. He said, sir, it would be a great honor to give you 28,000 soldiers.
Five minutes.
It would be a great honor, sir, for you to allow millions of people potentially to stay in Mexico as they await clearance into the United States, which not too many people got. Now, we had it really, really incredible. We did an incredible job. And we got everything. And the person from the State Department came over and said, sir, that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in government. I said, actually, it was quite easy, as I told you it would be. When Republicans retake Congress, we should immediately pass legislation to ban the federal government from unloading plane loads and truck loads and everything else of illegal aliens in American communities and into our homeland. This is our homeland that we love and we cherish. Our country is full. We can't take it anymore. They are trying to destroy our country. We can't let that happen.
Wow. Wow. Folks, that's it. Don't let that sail by. That's it. He said it right there, more eloquently than anybody. This is our homeland. They're trying to wreck it. It's not going to happen. We can't allow it. And by the way, earlier he used the adverb permanently when he talked about the damage that the communists are doing to America with these unlimited, as he said, 15 million, not 2 million, 15 million invaders. He said they're permanently poisoning our country, permanently. And that's a hard word, permanently. That's the president is very real about how desperate, how close we are to the death of America.
In addition to illegal immigration, Biden has blown out the refugee cap by 800% plus. Think of that. We had a cap on the number of people that could come into our country. He's 800% above the cap. And that doesn't include the ones that come in legally, which is frankly most of them, including bringing in tens of thousands of unvetted, unscreened foreign nationals from Afghanistan on the planes. Hundreds of thousands of people and only 3% qualified to come in. Some of them are terrorists. I've been very good at predicting. Did you ever hear that? I've been very good. You're going to be paying for that. We are all going to be paying that for many years to come. Republicans should vote to restore my strong policy prohibiting refugee resettlement without the approval of local governments under the defund the police mantra. They want to defund the police. Our high crime, which is all of them, Democrat-run cities, are also being ravaged by the scourge of violent crime. It's violent. Last year, Philadelphia, here we are, and the cop...
He speaks brilliantly about the crime, and he gives some very tragic examples of the slaughter. But let me go forward here a little bit. I don't want to miss Mehmet Oz's appearance. Let me cut a few minutes into the future here.
They could have it or not. If they had listened to me and my recommendation, there would have been no January 6th, and the unselect committee of highly partisan political hacks and losers would never have been chosen. It should never be going on right now, because we offered to have 10,000 soldiers circling the Capitol. So you would have never had a problem, but they turned it down, and now they're saying, conspiracy, he doesn't love our country. I love the country so much more than they do, and I've done much more for this country than they have. So I don't know David well, and he may be a nice guy, but he's not MAGA. He's not MAGA. He's more to me than he is MAGA. I do know that he was with a company that managed money for communist China.
Okay, now he's savaging the guy running against Mehmet Oz, I believe, this guy David. He's savaging this guy. I mean, he's just finishing him off. He's electing Mehmet Oz right here. This is the power he has.
And he is absolutely the candidate of special interests and globalists and the Washington establishment. And those are the people that are not only spending millions and millions of dollars on his campaign. They have unlimited money to just try and destroy Oz. But they want to destroy this great warrior and a truly nice person. Not going to do it. And they're also the people that are ripping off the United States with bad trade deals, open borders, and every other thing that the people in this audience will never stand for, and you fully reject. David is totally controlled. This is the opponent by Mitch McConnell, the old crow, the old broken down crow. Mitch McConnell is the least popular politician in the country, according to the, but no, he's an old broken down crow. I want to be nice. I don't want to. I had that word right. And I just want that. I couldn't do it. I'd go home and the first lady would say, why did you use that foul language, darling? I love you so much, but why did you use it? He's an old broken down piece of crow.
Oh, broken down piece of crow. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I love you, darling, but why did you use that vulgar language? what a genius of the people.
No, but David fits in with him. I mean, they gave away this 1.9.
Now he's tying Oz's primary opponent in the Pennsylvania Senate race. He's tying him to Mitch McConnell, that piece of crow. I mean, if you're that opponent, David, I can't even remember what his name is. He's a very rich guy. If you're watching this, and of course he's watching it as many times as he can stand, he's crying. He's crying. He's wetting his pants because Donald Trump is simply tearing him to pieces. You can't survive this. From Donald Trump saying this about you to the Republicans of Pennsylvania, in Pennsylvania, no. Oz is going to clean his clock thanks to Donald Trump. And it wasn't going to go that way. They were going to stop for Oz, and they were going to elect this establishment McConnell figure.
$9 trillion for an infrastructure deal to the Democrats. I call it infrastructure because there's virtually no infrastructure.
Brilliant.
Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, and all of the other rhinos that are trying to destroy our party and destroy our country fit in so nicely with David McCormick. That's the way it is. And we can't let it happen. He will quickly fold to the fake news. David, he's going to fold. McCormick. And he's going to fold immediately to the radical left Democrats. That's the way it is, and that's the way he is. Oz will never do that. He will fight till the end, and he will always have your back.
Now, notice, folks, here, you know, you might miss this because it's so simple that it might escape your attention. Donald Trump is right here doing something you've never heard anybody do before. He is personally changing history right there. He's doing it every weekend. He's personally moving the hand of history. He is electing Mehmet Oz to the U.S. Senate, this enormously incredible persuasive figure that is, I mean, everybody knows Mehmet Oz, and everybody who's a sane or decent person loves Mehmet Oz. He's a brilliant, brilliant doctor and a brilliant health advisor. He's helped so many millions of people improve their health. Mehmet Oz, Donald Trump is electing him. He wasn't going to get it. Mehmet Oz was going to be destroyed by the media. They are working to, I read the little quotes from his Wikipedia article. They are ganged up. They're going to tear Oz to shreds. The only thing between the enemies of the people, the media, and the destruction of Mehmet Oz is one single man, Big Bad John. That's the only man standing in their way. And you know what? That's enough. That's enough. Donald Trump, in that matchup, the enemies of the people media versus one Big Bad John, my money's on Big Bad John.
We can always count on Dr. Oz. Again, I know him well. He did an interview with me on his show. I did a show years ago, and he said, I want to do like a physical on you. I said, that's okay. Just like Biden and everybody running for president should take a cognitive test, he wanted to do a physical. I felt great. So he did a physical, and he came out with a great report. He said he's very healthy. He's really great, great, great. But he should lose some weight. I said, that's not good. That's not good. You had to say that, Oz, didn't you, huh? You had to say that. You could have been perfect. I would have liked him even more if he said he's really, really healthy and he has one of the greatest bodies I've ever seen. We can always count on Dr. Oz to stand up for the United States and against communist China. And if you don't mind, I'd like to have Dr. Oz come up and say a few words.
Yeah. Here he comes. To the podium.
Do we love President Trump, Pennsylvania?
Has Joe Biden made us miss him even more?
Now, notice, folks, you all recognize that voice. You've all watched Mehmet Oz for years on TV. You know that voice. He has power, like that of Donald Trump. Power built on his own success, his own brilliance.
The only thing Joe Biden has built back better is the Republican Party. That President Trump leads, he sees the shining city on the hill. He sees it here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's fighting to save it. But he's fighting for more. When you save the soul of Pennsylvania, you save the soul of America. And the rest of the world is watching us. They see a controlling, authoritarian surveillance state of China. They see democracy giving rise to capitalism that President Trump made function so beautifully just 15 months ago. Seems surreal that it's been ruined so quickly. That's what we're fighting for. That's why President Trump, it means the world to me that you're here, sir. God bless you. And thank you for the endorsement.
The president said, thank you, you're going to do great. You could hear that, you know, that aside from the president to Mehmet Oz. That was brilliant. I'm glad we got to hear that right there. But that's something he just accomplished. Now, by the way, this is not some small thing. In getting rid of the rhino, Pat Toomey, who's heretofore the Republican senator from Pennsylvania, who would do nothing to expose the vote fraud that occurred in Pennsylvania, by replacing him with Mehmet Oz, which he's doing right there. Remember, the Senate is tied 50-50. If Donald Trump can switch one single Senate seat, now I know that the Republicans have this seat right now, but replacing a rhino like Toomey with a MAGA like Oz, Donald Trump is changing history. He's doing it state after state. He is going to stop the communists led by Biden. He's going to stop them. It's only 6 months away, folks. The primaries are happening right now. Right now. And the election of November 2022 is really only six or 7 months away. And Donald Trump, that will be the roadblock that will stop the communist march through our institutions. Take the Senate, take the House, stop these SOBs, stop them cold right there. And they won't be able to turn it around. They'll only be able to throw up the roadblock. No funds from Congress. Federal government can't do things without funds. And thank goodness to our founders, you know, thank goodness John Adams and George Washington, that you provided that Congress shall have the sole authority of the purse, and then the Senate, which can stop the president from starting World War III. So, and then to reverse it, to fix it, to build America, Donald Trump in 2024. The crowd loves Oz, and he knows.
Thank you, Oz.
Yeah.
Thank you. He didn't need this, just like I didn't have to be here tonight in this horrible rainstorm. Our first lady said, are you crazy? Do it a different day. I said, I'm not going to let those people down. They've been there for 4 days. We're not letting them down. We're never going to let them down. So the primary is on May 17th.
We'll be right back with your favorite president. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeehaw! Hey, we're back, folks. Let's go back to the president. And we got, you know, we're going to get to the end of this speech. And this time I'm going to get to that closing music, which is Hold On, I'm Coming, Sam and Dave, 1966. I love that song. My kids have to endure me dancing around the house singing Hold On. Hold on, Trump's coming. And the lyrics of the song actually fit the political, like, don't you ever be sad. And it's something, I'm here to save the situation. I'll look those lyrics up, and they weren't intended to be political lyrics. They're intended to be basically romantic lyrics, but they, Sam and Dave, their song hits it.
But early voting begins this Tuesday, May 10th. Get out and vote. We got to do it. If you want to see the fake news crying tears of despair on election night, just like they did again, we did so much better the second time, but they were very upset the first time. But they all said, we're never going to let that happen again. They may let it happen again. Vote for Dr. Oz. He's an outstanding person. We're also joined by representatives, and these are warriors. These are friends of mine. And run up here and say a couple of words. Come here. John Joyce, representative. Mike Kelly. Guy Resinchala. Fred Keller. Alex Mooney. Alex is in a big race. That's one of the races they keep saying, is Mooney going to win? Because Mooney is being backed by Trump. And he's got an opponent, but I think Mooney's going to do real well. And the next congressman from Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, Jim Bognett. Come in, Jim. Come on. Also, State Treasurer Stacey Garrity. Stacey, come on up, Stacey. Great job she did. She said, sir, I must tell you, first time in many years that a Republican's won, right? She said, sir, I won because of you. You were much more popular than me, but I won. First time in decades that a Republican won. But she said, sir, you were much more popular, and you lost my area. You lost this. It's not possible. And I appreciate you saying that, because I happen to like you more than I like me. Okay? But no, but a lot of people said it. The election was rigged. It was a disgrace.
Yeah, this is a phenomenon noted many, many times all over in 2020. This wonderful woman who ran for, was it state treasurer? Wonderful woman, and she's going to talk in just a moment. Maybe we'll get to hear. She said, you were much more popular in my district, but I won. And you didn't. That's impossible. I wasn't nearly as popular as you. In other words, the election was rigged.
And Mike was my greatest advertiser purchaser in the history.
Mike Lindell, my pillow man.
Again, I want to introduce the man who really, I mean, honestly, if the movie world were legit, he'd get every award you could possibly get. The Academy Awards, they used to get good ratings. Remember the Academy Awards in the old days before they started knocking us and Trump and MAGA? Now they had like a regular show, but he would get everything for this documentary. Dinesh, this is Dinesh, just come up, please, come up. Dinesh, just this. What a job he did. Also with us are some friends of mine. They wanted to say, I said, don't come tonight. Let's go another time. It's pouring. Woody Johnson, a great gentleman. You ever hear of Johnson & Johnson? He owns the place, I tell you what.
Now, I'll interrupt this. He's introducing key people. He's making their careers, all of them. Everybody up on the stage right now, he's ensuring their victory. And let me just switch here just a little bit, switch forward. One of them had some really great things. Here's this woman we just talked about. Listen to what she has to say about Donald Trump. And of course, none of us have ever heard of any of these people prior.
But they all said, we're never gonna let that happen again. They may let it happen again.
Oh, wait. Vote for. I went too far back. I may not be able to place this precisely enough. I'll try here. I'll try. Give it a shot. Let's just move forward in the speech. And here we go. Let's see. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, every moment has been golden in this speech. But let's, I'm going to cut forward a little bit here. I may be sorry. Here he is. Let's go to a point about 10 minutes before he ends the speech.
To our schools, and we will teach our children to love their country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. In conclusion, our MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country, and the fake news can't even challenge it. They can't even think of it. I've said it many times, and they've never challenged it, because it's the greatest movement in the history of our country and probably beyond that. Together, we are standing up and against some of the most menacing forces, entrenched interests, and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. Despite great outside dangers, and we do have tremendous outside dangers, and right now more than ever before, because our so-called leaders, I say so-called, they don't know what the hell they're doing or how to deal with it. But despite that, our biggest threat remains the sick, sinister, demented, and evil people that we have from within.
The sick, sinister, demented, and evil people we have from within. Wow. Wow. You just write that down. The sick, sinister, demented, and evil people we have from within. Now, who, priorly, who has said that? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody on the map, at Donald Trump's position. Sick, sinister, demented, evil people we have from within. He is identifying the problem so brilliantly. And just before that, he mentioned what he was talking about was World War III, the threat of World War III from without, but precipitated by these sick, sinister, demented, and evil people.
But no matter how big or powerful these corrupt radicals may be, you must never forget, this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you.
Now, all of you who listen to the show, you've heard the president say, this nation belongs to you. They've heard him say it several times. And you say, well, Kelso, how many times can we hear him say that and still need to hear it some more? He hasn't even gotten started, folks. Because there are two things going on in this. He's the greatest speaker I've ever witnessed. He's doing, among other things, two very important things in every one of his speeches. Part of his speech is there's probably a term in rhetoric or in preaching, actually. He's saying some things that are a certain sort of a liturgy. It's certain words in a certain order repeated, and it's necessary in a liturgy. So in a church service, you're going to hear some things that are said over and over and over again, and they are repeated, and they won't be changing. And if you start hearing those when you're a little boy or a little girl, and when you're on your last legs, you're going to hear those same words, and they're going to be powerful because they didn't change. It's not extemporaneous speaking by the pastor or the priest. It's the same exact words. You have to do that. In something as powerful as the MAGA movement, which is in some sense religious, is it not? This is a spiritual movement. So we have a liturgy that the president repeats. He says the same words. Now you're going to hear him say, I noticed it right away years ago on this show. I said he closes with, we are one. What's the next word, folks? It's part of this liturgy. We are one. That's right. You got it right. Movement. And you say that over and over again. So a guy like Kelso notices it, and you notice it, and you realize he's not riffing here. He's not coming up with new words every week to keep it interesting. No, you don't do that with your fundamental liturgy. You keep it the same. He does that. But then, in addition to doing that brilliantly, he does riff. He does extemporize. And it's absolutely, he does it right there in front of us on the podium. No preparation, no notes. He just lets it rip extemporaneously. He does both things. So now he's going into his close, and we're into the liturgy. So don't distress, don't fret that you're hearing something you've heard before. It's just like church. You need to hear it, and we all need to hear it, and we need to hear it together because it's our liturgy. It needs to be reinforced every week.
Belongs to you. And I do want to thank you all for coming out of this unbelievable weather. I want to thank me too, you know, because I said I could have had a great out. And by the way, your wife is so incredible. You're going to get a great first lady in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You're going to get a first lady. I know her well. She's incredible. And does she love her family, her husband and her family? So thank you very much for being here and standing, especially the first lady, standing with us. Thank you very much. This is your home. This is your heritage, and our American liberty is your God-given right. From Allentown to Johnstown, from Easton to Erie, from Harrisburg to Pittsburgh, and right here in Greensburg, We stand on the shoulders of American legends who poured out their blood, sweat, and tears for our rights and for our freedom. Pennsylvania is the Commonwealth where our founding fathers declared American energy independence. Think of that. You were the first ones many, many, many years ago. Who would think where we are? We had it done a year and a half ago, and today we're begging for energy. We're begging enemies for energy. It's where the Army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, where General George Washington led his men in a daring mission across the Delaware, and where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. One of the most vicious battles in history and one of the most beautiful places on earth. Isn't that interesting? And this is the state where generations of tough, strong Pennsylvania miners, factory workers, and steel workers forged the greatest nation in the history of the world. It was the hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is the hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country from what's happening right now. We will stand up to the radical left lunatics and the rhinos, and we will fight for America like no one has ever fought for a country before. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have.
This is the liturgy.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever, ever back down.
You need to hear that every week.
As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a small chance of victory. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and to God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. It's just begun. And Oz is going to help us to have it keep going. Oz is going to help us. And it's time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't talk about greatness anymore. We talk about everything else. We are one movement. One people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with the help of everyone here today and citizens all across our land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again, and we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania.
There
Thank
it
you
is.
Very much. Thank you.
There it is. And here it comes. Oh, the crowd is going wild. The president's dancing. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me when times are bad. Hold on. Trump's coming.
I'm on my way.
Perfect song. Selected by Big Bad John himself. Don't have to worry. I'm here. Trump's coming. Hold on. Listen here. Call my name. A quick reaction. Listen to that guitar. Two black dudes backed by a white man. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me. When the times are bad. I can listen to this all day. I do. I'll fade it down. Now the press is just about to go out the backstage. They're still reacting with the crowd, still boogieing off the stage. And oh my gosh, that was Booker T and the MGs, or the backup band to Sam and Dave. And Al Jackson, one of the greatest drummers who ever picked up sticks, a black dude. And then the lead and bass guitars, their names, what's the name of those guys? Some white guys, really good. White horn player, really good. And that was 1966. I had just graduated from high school. I graduated in 65. Palisades High School out there in Pacific Palisades, California. Anyway, wow. I hope you enjoyed that event as much as I did. We're coming up to the close of our show here. Yeah, we have a few more minutes just timed. I like to end a show like this where we got a little bit of breathing room and we can kind of just assess the journey that we just took. We don't have to rush out the door. And we get to hear that glorious ending. I love the ending to, and you know, the president's going to do this. Now he's selected Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American song to open all of his speeches. And I think he's going to stick with this. He selected that. And Lee Greenwood's a great friend, and you'll probably have Lee Greenwood actually singing at some of these events. And then he personally selected Sam and Dave, only one of whom is still alive. I think it's Sam. I think Dave died. One of them died. But Donald Trump selected this tune. Of course, he remembers it. He's kind of my age. He remembers. He listened to this song back in 66 and 67. I think they released it in 66 and it exploded in 67. And he understands that lyric in the same way I just understood it, I believe. It's a wonderful song. It's a leader encouraging us to not be sad, to hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. And he's coming. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And let's see, just looking forward here. Now, you wanted that 2000 Mules movie. You got to find a way to watch it. You know, any producer in our cash-strapped, you know, hand-to-mouth right-wing movement, of course, is stuck with a dilemma. I've got to make some money on this movie. So he's charging $29.99 to buy 2,000 Mules. But I haven't researched it enough. Some of you out there who know, you know, let me know. You've got my phone number, 701-317-5317. Let me know on this show or by calling me if you find a more affordable or way to get the movie out there. But what we really need, we need some money for Dinesh D'Souza to pay for the movie with high production values, brilliant movie. But we mostly need to have scores of millions of Americans watch 2,000 Mules. They also have to watch the movie Rigged. Two really good movies that are out right now. And by the way, everybody's blocking it. There's a headline on one of my favorite websites, revolver.news. That's revolver.news. Wow, what a good website. Fox is doing everything it can. Fox, the rhinos at Fox, who are in a mortal match, a mortal combat with Tucker Carlson, they're doing everything they can to keep 2,000 mules off the air, to keep any mention of it off the air. They're doing what, you know, what Winston Smith taught us in 1984. Thank you, Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, is that you've got to make the truth go down the memory hole. You have to make it vanish. You have to make the words disappear. You have to change the language. You have to change the pictures. You have to Photoshop and airbrush the truth out of history. What a brilliant realization back in 1948 by George Orwell. That's exactly, we are living, if Orwell could come to life today, he's looking down on us. Now he is seeing the fulfillment of his, sad to say, nightmare. His dystopian novel, 1984, is happening right now. How many years did he miss that by? 1984. And so 16 years, add that to our 22 current years. 38 years after his title, 38 years, we're there in 2022. And because of Donald Trump, there's hope. And because of all you out there and so on. But just imagine if we were in this fight without a central leader, central figure, around whom things could galvanize and morale could be built. A guy who could say, who could, every week could come back to us and say, you know, Father Trump, we are one, what is it, folks? Movement. We're one people, we're one nation, we're one family. He says that every week, every speech, and we have to hear that. So, and then he extemporizes and just goes wild with his you never know what he's going to say. It's so wonderful. So we'll meet up again next week. You'll have a chance to call in next week, because as far as I know, we don't have a Trump speech ready for next week. Who knows? Something may happen here in the next 7 days, but we should have a show that can feature your calls next week. And then I just can't wait till the Casper, Wyoming. I know I'm going to play that. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is quite. Oh, you know, Liz Cheney will be watching that live. Be breaking furniture while she's suffering through that Casper appearance by Donald Trump coming up on May 28th. You lucky people out in Wyoming, and you lucky people out there in our audience, we'll see you right here in the Trump Clubhouse again next week. So long for now.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.